I think the Glanbia offer to their suppliers is a very important one, and I think it gives the lead to others to look at ways of helping farmers finance themselves in very difficult situations. For example, the milk price is historically at an extraordinary low level and farm incomes have plummeted. Indeed, many would be making losses. What the Glanbia scheme provides for is a way to ease the burden of repayments, to make life a little easier in these very difficult times for dairy farmers. And it is a new concept which I think, reflecting on its success or otherwise, could be adopted not just for the dairy and grain sector but for other sectors too. What this points to is a need for competition in the marketplace for the supply of credit to the business sector, to the agri, to the farming sector, because banks really monopolize it at the moment. It allows businesses that deal with farmers look at innovative ways of creating a financial pool, of giving farmers access to lower interest rates to fund their businesses. And I expect to see much more of this in the future than we've seen before. The Glanbia model is certainly one that we could reflect on, and it answers the challenge to processors like Glanbia from their shareholders. You know, companies, milk processors need milk, but farmers need an income to keep producing it. So it is in the interests of Glanbia and farmers that this scheme works, that farmers are able to take up the offer, and that when times are better, they are then in a position to make the repayments. I see more of this in the future because we are going to see increasingly volatile product prices for an agriculture sector and therefore very volatile incomes. So in the good times, farmers can make the repayments. In the bad times, they need to be protected from the severity of those repayments so that they can survive.
Is this an area or a model that could be followed when it comes to other, say, financial institutions who might be putting pressure on farmers, banks looking for repayments and farmers who are in debt, which is a very serious issue, especially given the current crisis in the cultural markets?
I think that the farm price and income volatility reality, if you like, is making us all think outside the box. We have to look at less traditional ways of financing our agriculture sector. We have to find ways of making it cheaper for farmers to borrow money so that they can make repayments. And certainly the current volatility and disastrous prices that dairy farmers and indeed grain farmers are facing make it essential that we all begin to look at other possibilities, because the traditional banking model is perhaps not fit for purpose. But secondly, there's also a requirement on our banks who currently finance farmers to be more, if you like, in tune to the realities facing farmers and to be sensitive to the fact that while markets are poor now, we do expect them to return to better times and to be flexible in their demands on farmers. And I understand that banks are trying to be more flexible, and I think where farmers are finding them to be inflexible, they should be more forceful and talk to the banks, talk to the farm organisations, talk to myself about how we can make banks see sense. It is not in the bank's interest to have a bad relationship with farmers, who tend to have very long relationships with our banks, who tend not to default, who want to stay in business, and they have to be helped in these difficult times to stay in business.